We're glad you can join us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. A Singer's Heart is the title of our reading, and it was written by Adam Holes. The praise song drifted downstairs at 6:33 on a Saturday morning. I didn't think anyone else was awake, but my youngest daughter's scratchy voice proved me wrong. She was barely conscious, but there was already a song on her lips. My youngest is a singer. In fact, she can't not sing. She sings when she wakes up, when she goes to school, when she goes to bed. She was born with a song in her heart, and most of the time, her songs focus on Jesus. She'll praise God anytime, anywhere. I love the simplicity, devotion, and earnestness of my daughter's voice. Her spontaneous and joyful songs echo invitations to praise God found throughout Scripture. In Psalm 95, we read, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." Reading further, we learn that this praise flows from an understanding of who He is. "For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods, and whose we are. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture." For my daughter, those truths are her first thought in the morning. By God's grace, this little worshiper offers us a profound reminder of the joy of singing to Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if only you would hear His voice." Let's pray. Dear God, thank You for giving us voices with which we can sing praises to You. No matter what we may be facing today, please fill our hearts with joy and gratitude for life and Your sustaining power, and may our praises be a sweet sound in Your ears. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.